This feature has been brought to you by Slot Foundation, which needs your support to continue projects like these. Information on this recording and access to other recordings is available online at slot.org.
We conduct our lives, my senses, irritated by the whole concept of an historical outlook. Because I find it's a cell. I remember talking to William Carlos Williams after he had these strokes that disabled him, and he was then in his 70s. And for example, I don't think he was extraordinary in this respect. He said to me, one hears, I said, I heard. And as a doctor, after all, a man very familiar with this aspect of people's lives, he said, one is told, or rather one hears, that old age is a time when one arrives at a kind of fruition. It's purposes and senses of possibility have been completed, have been dealt with. If you've had an active life, in whatever sense you feel that you arrive at a satisfaction of your own intentions. But then he began to describe the actual circumstance of physically living in an old body with a mind that was in no way, let's say, altered. He described the physical difficulty of the limiting of movement, the limiting of articulation. He suddenly started to describe the process of old age as a functional process biologically, physiologically. And I have equally another friend, a relative, an old man, who simply now sits with one bent hand in a chair, whose whole life had been a function of an activity. He was a contractor builder, and his wife died a relatively short time ago. And this man, the structure of this man's life has been destroyed. I mean, literally, it's been taken out. He now sits, as an apex of age. And there is nothing, let's say, in his context, in the world in which he lives, that can give him relief from this. And you say, what should we do with this man? Should we put him in an old men's home? Or should we, frankly, take him out in the backyard and shoot him? Or should we, should we humor him or what? I mean, my point is that we live in a world in which the context of life is constantly disregarded in favor of some other premise. We're always going somewhere or always been somewhere. We are never where we are. And everyone, if you insist upon this, everyone says you're sentimental or this is what works. I mean, you've got to, think of tomorrow. You can't. I wonder. Let me give you an instance. If you start studying, now you have, for example, as you were saying earlier, you'd like to read Shelley, on this particular occasion, just to demonstrate your own, literally what you're hearing is an act. And when you take Shelley in the context of English literature, you get him placed in such a way that you have to deal with him across the board, let's say, in a complex with other people who have very distinct and disparate minds in relation to his. You're coming from this man, you're going to that man, and so that you never read Shelley, you only read Shelley as one step on a stair. And so that I was talking to a student that happened to be in this course, and he said, he spoke of his little reasonable boredom and the dissatisfaction he felt. I felt as a teacher because we were trying to speak of writing as though it was something else. I mean, really, anything but writing. No one. And I walked through halls over here and listened to the agonized lectures about the meaning of this or that symbol. And or do I take in courses you have too at Columbia? And I'd have both best, I suppose. So Israel had to explain, Well, it didn't happen to be until afterwards. I was not the joke. And I, you know, it was a joker. And Harry Levin and all that context. They never taught me to read. I mean, they never gave me a chance to read. They would tell me to do everything but read. They would tell me to remember the names of the characters, to remember the plot, to remember the significance of the symbols, to remember, you know, everything but the act of reading a simple damn sentence in this, whatever it was, anything. They would call, you know, they had, and unhappily, because they were anxious too, I mean, they had jobs to be concerned with, they were anxious. Levin. I remember one time absolutely. I took a course with him, Jacobean drama, in which we were responsible for spot passages from 30 plays. Now, even a professional actor would find that a little difficult. I equally took a course with him in this. A course in comparative literature, in which Proust, called Proust, Mann, and Joyce, in which we read in the 12-week session, a summer session such as you're now going through, we read Remembrances of Things Past, Buddenbrook, at least one book of the Joseph trilogy, and let's see, the collection of stories of three decades, The Magic Mountain, then of Joyce we read Portrait of the Artist, Dubliners, Ulysses, and at least 100 pages of Finnegan's Wake. For context, to place the thing, quote historically, and that's my argument, we read The Castle and The Wasteland. And then we took the text. But I mean, of course, you couldn't possibly read. Oh, yeah. I don't know, I got a B, a C, D. But if this is to be the significance of, if this is how the significance of consciousness is to be dealt with, I feel that we're being sold, we're being misused as writers, frankly, because, we're going to not only have to write the books, you have to sell them, and you damn well have to stand up in the classroom and teach people how to read them. I mean, are people so utterly lazy or without disposition of their own that they can't make one step toward anything other than their, you know, their own habits? That's my dismay. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I'm not. Well, I know.
Well, look, we were thinking today. I heard Alan one. Excuse me. One last. I had Alan on a monitor program in New York, and we were sitting outside a grocery store, and get in the car and turn on the radio, just to listen to Monica Francis, you know, for the odd music, and for Bob and Ray. And suddenly I heard you being interviewed by some, you know, very, that beautifully anonymous voice of the...
I mean, the big time neighborhood.
Holy shit, it didn't sound like it. It sounded, you know, beautiful. And he said, now tell me, Mr. Ginsberg, the first line of his poem here, I saw the best of minds of my generation destroyed by madness. Could you tell me what you mean by that? Well, really, this is the habit you see of the dress. This guy, he's got it secondhand. You know, like, he'd probably gone to NYU or something, you know, very serious. And Alan, I remember, said, I saw the best light. And you suddenly, you know, like you're back at a level of understanding that...
In the sense that the vibration of tone or aspect of voice,
yeah,
that I pronounced it,
yeah, so actually, he said it the same way you did. You made the point.
Well, I mean, the point was that probably that reading it aloud to him once might have given you a feeling of it.
I think that's the point. I mean, I don't mean this in a wise guy sense, but I think the point was that you couldn't, no meaning could depart from the statement. The point is you can't say it another way, this arbitrarily, but the point is that the meaning is implicit or is contained in the statement. You do not, quote, depart from the statement in order to understand the meaning. In other words, let me give you an instance that's utterly absurd so that perhaps this consciousness will occur. In other words, you don't read a book on marriage when you're making love in order to understand your feelings, I hope. But my point is that you don't go somewhere else in order, away from the particular context in which you're involved in order to. I was thinking of Olson today. The latest tape recorder on the spot of any, is a lie. It's what we know went on is what's significant, not what we are objectively, told. Because now we live in a world of my senses in which the objective fact is a constant excuse for a dispossession of individual response to individual reality, or rather common reality, or whatever we want to call it. A new world is only a new mind when again. Excuse me, Warren? No. And I'd like to have more people ask questions other than myself. Yeah.
There was a question that you're going to take here during the
Well, here's you know why I avoided that question. That's conscious. Olson says that this poem that Alan's been talking about, I come back to the jargon floor, I have this sense that I am one with my skin. Now, I mean simply this, that if I have no, how could I possibly describe the journey of my consciousness when I am my consciousness? You see, you're asking me, in effect, or rather Alan was asking me, I don't think consciously, or at least, but I mean the point is I can't be outside myself. I don't want to be outside myself. I am always I, present. I mean I have a multiplicity of ways of feeling I. Phil Whalen has a beautiful poem of a self-portrait in another direction, in which he describes, not describes, but gives the if you read the poem with attention, you feel the variability and the variety, the multiplicity of states of being, which he was feeling in the act of writing. So, the turning of consciousness would only be an assumption on my part. If I give you a description of how I grew up in this way, it would only be the qualification of what I think I am at this moment. It's not pertinent, because what I think I am is only what I am. And if I'd much rather be concerned with what I am. I'm right here. I think. So let's see. Anybody else? Yeah.
Mr. Hemsworth, seeing
to read,
church, but there's something to do. In other words, I enjoy the familiarity of a house or a place that I know. I'm not interested at the moment to try to define or even to understand why, except that, let's say, rooms I'm familiar with, people, friends, as yourself, and all, give me great pleasure, because I feel that all that sense that is associated with you, or with the liberal place. At the same time, I was thinking in writing, when the term becomes familiar in that way, it's a terror follows, simply that one doesn't want to repeat. Now this, I was interested this morning, I didn't want this to come out as a kind of egocentric qualification, or rather a mental qualification of what I was doing, but I wanted rather to point to the kind of feeling that's evolved when you begin to repeat in the sense of rather to deal with things that you know. I remember one time working in a machine shop where I was making little screws for these stop gauges, and I remember one afternoon I made 5,000 in one afternoon, using a lathe and all this stuff. And I collapsed. I was working. I was sick for a week. The sense being that I got all involved with the surety of the familiarity of doing this and on and on and on. But when this occurs in poetry, I believe that some other instance or occasion, the whole perceptive apparatus must be by this feeling involved, because when it becomes a statement of the known, all that I look for is an occasional sense of reality for me, as a writer, in the act of writing, is lost. And you say, I heard that asshole gas before, in the sense of that, the laughing gas statement. And I remember Lawrence put the sensation, the repetition, the known sensation, and then gave the stamp of his contempt as a way of feeling. In other words, equally, we know that the sensation within is the repetition of a known sensation. And he was very strict, which is even. Now that then goes to the problem. I'm thinking, I know that in other areas I don't at all, I not only don't reject, but I look for this sense, e.g. in love, for example, not to be absurdly intimate or ridiculous in essence, but making love, I look for that sense of what I know as a reassurance of myself, but equally for what I can never expect because I never know it again. In other words, it's like, in a sense, swimming. You always anticipate the familiarity of being in the water, yet being in the water is always a particular sensation, which in that sense is, quote, new, unquote. Well, in writing, what I'm trying to say is that the habituation, when habituation occurs, so that everything is written, it's not only conscious, determination, you know it. Like, again, I told people write jingles or candy commercials. Advertising, they must have a call. They take all the habits of the definition of what they know, not what they don't know.
Well, if you think that way, then writing only what you know, and feeling and body and mind is no longer a moving world. But anyway, there's a lot of stuff that's kind of moving and kind of changing. Those are different things.
I was thinking this, I'll go a little back to this concentration and concern in these younger Russian poets, who, despite a very different context for the organization of their life, and certainly a very different use of it, thinking of writers as ourselves, because frankly, you share, you without questions, your position is equivalent. Socially, but I mean the point is that you have.
I think that they have made it on a deeper level in terms of communication.
I don't mean what they've made.
The location of basic root consciousness.
Yeah.
To the extent that it's.
Well, it's come out of very different grounds.
Here in America, we don't have that much computership.
No.
There isn't that much repression.
No.
So that when there is a call from the depths of the soul, then it echoes out. When they hear those guys read, apparently, that finally there's a flag flying again.
Yeah. Well, then that, again, reassures me in the sense that there is an emotion, there is emotion.
Oh, yes.
That is God too.
Sure.
And this is why I
remember
when I was discussing, yeah, for a number of years, for example, I was not worried, but I never really went to read my Acosta and then back to Europe, and then Williams. Poems involving him. So there must be something there more than a political issue. And I remember reading him, not sign with myself, this is the one.
And talk about it.
It's talk to my voice. I remember in reading. It's published in India, actually.
Yeah, that's
under Marshall. And I remember being, I had not expected this. I mean, I had not expected, first of all, the emotional clarity of the poem. I had not expected the variation in emotional tone. I'm reading in translations where I had no access to the actual sound of the poem. Then I had a friend reading some in Russian, and I realized this is a master poet.
Yeah, well, when you're telling me,
maybe
you can start with it.
No.
They couldn't talk any in Russian, but he heard the sound, and he felt the force of Mayakovsky. And then Mayakovsky, the translator, came up to him with Mayakovsky and said, well, what do you think? So you heard the Mayakovsky music, not the
truth.
So when you said, you made an egg, meaning you played something solid, that's the same.
You felt it.
An egg, like that. So Mayakovsky was self-defensive translation. That was there. No, there was some concrete object that was made out, not just idea, or not just poetry, not just pretty, or nothing pretty, but a real something that actually could be felt.
Something, I keep thinking of this experience of teaching, and of course, we're going through these various sequences of poets, but something obviously It isn't, I don't know, but it isn't simply a social organization that gives rise to particular occasions, e.g. switches from romanticism to classicism to boring regularity. But they're not reactive among persons, because there are now, frankly, from our own times, and younger writers, I think Deacon, for example, other writers who follow on what you've done, and I've done in other areas. But there must be a primary instinct that is very, very precise and very, I was going to say different, I mean, but very distinct in its character, because nothing can account for the particular occasion other than this. I'm interested, for example, in Winkler's, Wattenau is an old timer now, but I was thinking his comments, simply that there is as yet no means of understanding, in terms of linguistic structure, what it is. What is the source for poem? And there's no premise physiologically that describes the occasion. There is no construct of language that describes what occurs as the term of poetry in poetry. And then, say, another hint, for example, I read Dodd's, this book, I mentioned this morning, The Greeks and the Irrational, where there's a footnote stating simply that, speaking of Delphic oracles, things of the sort that they're in ecstatic or inspired state that their speech was in meter. And that then you give the footnote to reinforce this sense, it gives the reference to instances in primitive tribes and all this, both contemporary and archaic, where all, quote, disarranged speech, that is, persons who are mentally disturbed or persons who are in states of ecstasy through whatever agency speak, in metrical patterns, that is, the primary metrical patterns. So that the back again, so to speak, I'm trying to look this back again to the whole primary core of consciousness. And we can extend, you can't reach an object, but I don't feel the limitation and take the hand of this, or the core of this thing, like that. But I do know that purposes that have been described in usual attempts to characterize literature are basically absurd, because they don't deal with writing as an egg. They deal with it what they feel to be something a means of saying something else. That they get the saying is the indication, not the quote message. And I'm simply reassured that this is, but in our own context of writing presently, I'm finding ground that I get to, this is true at least when writers in Russian,
Yeah.
It's certainly true of the lenses of the Japanese poet Haruzaki Hirai. It's extraordinarily true of the young Western German poets. If you know their
I don't think that's that much.
Now, that's an awfully interesting political problem, social phenomenon. These men have absorbed the occasion of Western literature. I mean, Western literature, I wouldn't know. Just like that, Gerhardt presented back in the 40s, and sent out poems where Gerhardt's qualifying. He was very interested in that. And since then, I've had occasion to write. I've had contact with some of these younger people and younger writers now. And it's
what kind of today?
Then again, of course, their occasion politically is dissociation anyhow, because they got a head start.
Dissociation?
Yeah, writing the culture. From Hitler. Yeah, there were few, mostly. And their occasion was simply the fragmentation of culture with terms. In other words, we still believe in or assert the continuity of history of historical attitudes because we've not as yet experienced the fragmentation of these attitudes in an actual, in an actual context. We still think, literally is a bitter assumption, that every day and every way we're getting better and better, or that we are, more people are. In other words, we still live in a world in which the fact that, say, 2/3 of the world is dying to death without adequate food and whatnot is not a real fact for us. I mean, just compassionately, but we still feel that this is not a significant fact in our world. In the States now, perhaps, I think you haven't felt the effects of this in Canada perhaps as yet, but what's happening to the American consciousness with the.
Being invaded by women.
Yeah, it has to be.
When the women burn themselves again now.
Yeah, I don't think that's in the sense that the Kennedys are very liberal, or that we are now recognizing the Negro situation in the States after years of repression of these circumstances. This has nothing to do with American attitude, certainly. That's what I find interesting, that it's happening, not literally, despite that attitude. That the occasion of its occurrence has almost nothing to do with what were established attitudes toward it. In other words, it's happening in despite.
Well, the attitude is telling itself across the economy.
Let's say it would have continued, in a sense, as it had continued for any number of X number of years, until there was nothing to force it.
Now, what forced the change in consciousness?
The whole redistribution of quote significance among the peoples of the world. Generally, perhaps, but no, the circumstances in Africa, the circumstances in Asia, and the fact that Europe has become more and more drawn into the unity of the American reality, so that Europe does not exist as an alternative or a balance to American context, but rather it's become, I don't mean this belittlingly or contemptuously, but European reality is dealt with in the same way California reality is dealt with by the government of the United States. I believe this or something. I don't mean to call it grand, but no. But the point is that all the assumptions that follow after the Second World War politically are absurd. And are absurd in the sense that they don't obtain to the facts and to the actuality and demonstrate their existence. Equally, what's happening to consciousness in reference to the bomb. And you know that younger people feel that they've lived always and this is a threat. But now
you have. Has it actually been a direct personal psychological thing that has entered into the
You can answer this best for yourself, and let's say they can answer this best for themselves, it's always in the present last fall when the Cuban situation threatened for a moment an extreme crisis, and you know your personal reactions to this occasion. Yeah.
New York was�                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                ================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================ big island.
Well, would that just sort of thing be located on that side.
No, but look,
people knew what time it was.
I was thinking George Woodcock's wife went down trying to get all the money out of
it.
But this is a difference in social consciousness from 1930 to 1963. In 1930,
I was doing the second of the United States shipments. That's about time. Then they realized it was all real that they were playing with fire. You know, and everybody, and not only people who were playing with the bomb, but also people who were against it. Like, I'm getting letters from angry anti-bomb people, you know, angry, and their anger was also contributing to the hysteria. Where the problem was going to end the hysteria, not to end the anger. Finally, Howie Schulman said, you know, who was writing these big militant letters, was wanting to lead a militant poet to be angry about everything, which I thought was sympathetic, but wasn't going to make it, because it was contributing to the waves of hostility that were going around the world of consciousness. He said, he finally got scared, he didn't want to be militant anymore, he got kind of second best of the thing. I was taken out. He said, no, everybody is mad. I got to stop thinking, how am I going to get out of this scene? There's no more time for anger anymore, you know. I can't be angry at Kennedy anymore. I can't be angry at Khrushchev. I can't be angry at the bad guys anymore. Because, you know, there's no time for pride anymore. They've all got to be saved. We've all got to be saved somehow. Not you know, right and wrong don't matter anymore. It's just a question of by feeling, I've got to admit that they are real, and they must admit I am real, and we all are real, and we don't want to die anymore.
Well, that's all right. That's now. Look, I'm sure we've got to end it, but, and I know that reasonably the current chaos is what we're trying to get to as a concept. In other words, as Alan was saying this morning, I think, and I equally, we don't have something specific to teach in the sense of how to do something as a specific activity. In other words, I know those of you who are involved in courses in the afternoon, certainly you can expect and will get a sympathetic attention to what you're doing as we can manage to give you, but in these more general conversations or discussions, you're going to witness an unavoidable amount of confusion because things are confused. And there are no statements that in effect can cover or even suggest that all the terms that are possible and that either one of us or the group feels possible. Now, I would like to make these for those times in effect when someone is not reading. As I said earlier, Robert Duncan will be reading on Friday. In effect, I think you're aware of that. Friday evenings will be Robert, Duncan, Alan, Denise, and Charles, and then Margaret Allison and myself will be reading it during the week. I'm not quite sure what the days will be, but anyhow, we'll have about five meetings of this kind. Now, next time, in effect, after Robert's reading, I'll still certainly be here, and Olson will be here. And what we'll try to do is to extend this context with their particular concerns, so that if you witness nothing else, or have to do with nothing else, you'll at least be aware of that kind of concern and how it expresses itself and what it feels is significant. And what I would like, those of you will be back, so to speak, I'd like to get more of your questions. I'd like to get your concerns and senses of these things, and equally, it's not a big community clutch, but I don't see how otherwise you're going to get an effect that you want to get your own particular senses of these things, your concerns with these things dealt with. So thank you very much for your attention, and we'll see you then next Friday. This is